Egyptian negotiators are in the Gaza Strip this week, making another attempt at persuading militant Palestinian factions to agree to stop attacks against Israel. Talks in Cairo earlier this month ended without agreement. Palestinian leaders insist a ceasefire is the best approach to resuming peace talks, but they say it will only work if the Israeli army stops its operations in Palestinian areas too. A ceasefire is a top priority for Ahmed Kureya, the new Palestinian prime minister. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that despite Kureya's political skills, Palestinians don't hold out much hope for their new leadership.
When Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat turned to Ahmed Kureya 2 months ago, following the collapse of the government led by the first prime minister, Mahmoud Abbas, expectations on all sides were low. The lofty statements that had followed Abbas's appointment had led to no improvement in the daily lives of Palestinians. Abbas's efforts to wrest control of Palestinian security forces from Arafat had left the Palestinian Authority divided and tense. Kureya initially headed only a temporary emergency cabinet and said repeatedly that he might not have any interest in taking the prime minister's job permanently. Kureya did stay on, but the question is for how long. After a flurry of official and ad hoc diplomatic activity, plans are being made for a possible meeting between Kureya and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Kureya needs to come away from that meeting with something positive, but the carrot he was hoping to bring to the table, a new ceasefire proposal, remains problematic. Speaking in Gaza before the Egyptian mediators arrived to renew ceasefire talks, Hamas official Abdelaziz Rantisi repeated that even a halt to Israeli military operations would not bring a full end to the group's attacks.
If the Sharon will stop attacking civilians, then we will continue our resistance against soldiers and settlers to liberate our land.
By Hamas's standards, that's a concession, a halt to attacks against Israeli civilians inside Israel's 1967 borders. But that's not what Israel or Washington considers a real ceasefire, let alone a crackdown on armed factions. In an interview in Ramallah, Palestinian lawmaker Kadura Fares says while Kureya is not revered by Palestinians, he may turn out to have the mediating skills the situation calls for. Fares says if Kureya, also known as Abu Allah, can negotiate even some relaxation in the crushing Israeli restrictions in the West Bank, he'll get a boost in popularity.
The majority want to give Abu Allah government the chance, and they're waiting with a little hope. Because if I can go to my work and I send my child to the school in a normal way, I'm sorry to say that, it's a big success.
Analyst Saeed Zidani says Kureya has avoided the open confrontations with Yasser Arafat that helped doom the Abbas government. As a result, Kureya isn't seen as a threat by Arafat, who retains tight control over key Palestinian security forces. Zidani says it's an open question whether this conciliatory approach will work any better.
If Mr. Kureya opts to challenge the leadership of Mr. Arafat, then he is in trouble. But I think he is a skilled politician. He knows that he has to coordinate things with the president. And I think tactfully he is trying to steer his way.
But on the political front, Kureya has yet to solve the basic problems that bedeviled Abbas. Further Palestinian reforms are stymied in part by Arafat's inner circle. The best way to break that impasse, analysts say, is through new elections, but those can't be held with Israeli troops still controlling so much of the Palestinian territories. On the streets of Ramallah, two Palestinians demonstrate a clear understanding of the problems facing the Palestinian leader, whether they call him Mr. Kureya or Abu Allah.
The circumstances are not helping Mr. Kureya, although we wish him the best. And he has two problems. The first problem is that the Palestinian political house has to be rearranged. And the second problem is the Israeli side is not also helping him. I don't think that Abu Ala government will survive because Sharon will not let it survive. Assassinations and killing here and there will continue, and this will mean that the government of Abu Ala will not survive.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News.